It's a lot later than I mean it to be. Yeah, it's 11:30 at night and I'm out with little Cotton de Tulier. He's little, he's 2 years old now, mind you, but he's a little white ball of cotton and he's nearly walking under my legs and he's on a lead and we're going out for a stroll. And I've got short sleeves on again and it's dry. So, and the purpose of the walk is to unwind and make ready for sleep. So if I fall asleep on the walk, you'll excuse me. And when I was a child, I used to sleepwalk, you know. Yeah, at least I've done it a few times. Yeah, I don't think I've. Of course, you never know when you've sleepwalked unless somebody catches up with you and finds you in a strange place. And anyway, the advice is you're not meant to wake people up, I think. So anyway, this isn't sleepwalking, this is purposeful walking. In the distance, there's a dog. And in front of me is a rose. Spent a lot of time looking at flowers today. Yeah, went to Fota Island, not Fota Island, Fota Garden. Walked around the garden. Then went to another place which had a much nicer garden. But it's lovely now, it really is. It's chilly, but lovely. Just taken me until now to look up in the sky and realise that there's a covering of cloud. I'm admiring the flowers in some of the neighbours' houses. I love admiring other people's flowers and plants. There's something very satisfying about other people's gardens. Same old way again. Yeah, somebody's put a sign up. I hadn't noticed it before. Caution. Children at play. I suppose children at play can be quite dangerous, really. A lot of children can cause adults difficulties. You know, they kind of walk in front of their cars and things like that. Children can be very dangerous. Yeah. I've got a dangerous child. Yeah, she thinks, talks, has feelings. Yeah. Anyway, thank goodness she's asleep and asleep for a long time. I suppose this dog is a teenager. 2 years old, 14. Now, by the way, we're in the dog sector of the estate, which means that we might get assailed by the sound of dogs, but we're a little late, so I think they're probably all gone off to sleep. Oh my goodness. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, about 8 bins. Green star to collect your bins. God. Suppose Monday morning, bin collection day. Our bins get collected on a, what day? Thursday, yeah, Thursday. I suppose it suits me, they were collected on a Thursday. But I suppose if they were collected on a Monday, that also suit me. You just fall into line, don't you? Kind of the rhythm of your week is kind of set by bin collection day. Well, it's not the only way your week could be punctuated. I know a man who punctuates the day by sitting meditatively every 2 hours from 7 in the morning to 7 in the evening. So he's there at 7, 9, 11. I mentioned him before. You, on audiobook, you may well know him. His name is Nick Holloway Vox. He's a great guy. Here we are. Shadows at the end of the estate. Dog lifts. Aha. Rear offside leg. Leaves mark, turns, heads for home. Strikes me, if this dog climbed Mount Everest, he'd get to the top, leave his mark, and turn around and head straight back for home. Wouldn't spend any time looking at the view. I suppose I have to face the reality that I will never climb Mount Everest now. I will never get to the highest point on earth. You have to face up to these things, don't you? You have to face up to the fact that you won't be a guest on the International Space Shuttle. You're unlikely to... Well, I wasn't invited to CERN either. So, I mean, it's got to take these things in your stride. You know, whatever that glue stuff that holds everything together. I can't even remember the name of that now. It's not a photon, but it's two syllables, I think. Two syllables that holds everything together. I wonder how many elements have got two syllables and how many like have three, like, you know, mercury, calcium. Helium's a gas, but that's got three syllables too. It is so good to be out. I nearly didn't come, to be truthful. I nearly decided I made a decision. I had this impulse to not go out. I think I'd been stuck in front of a computer for so long that I stopped being myself. I love going out. I do. I really like that. There's a little wind as well. It's an added bonus. Kind of gives a little edge to the evening. Oh. Remember when that lovely guy on Audioboo, Pilgrim Chris, recorded himself walking at one stage. I remember listening to the Audioboo and Chris was talking, but I was actually listening to the walk, the sound of his walk, the pace of his walk. That's when I realized that, you know, we're idiosyncratic listeners. Each person listens for a different thing, perhaps. Well, there are so many things you can listen for. Yeah, what do you listen for? You probably don't listen with a blank mind or an open mind. You probably listen with a set of antennae that you've developed over the years. Some people listen for ideas. Others listen for silence between the ideas. I don't know. What do I know? How on earth? Mm. How did sounds ever get elevated to the level of words? And words get elevated to phrases and phrases to... Anyway, you know what I mean. In the beginning was the grunt. In the beginning was the grunt. And the grunt see St. John's Wort before me. Here we go. We're back home. Back home. I could nearly say in record time. Thank you for listening. Let's go, Rock.